Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters.
Okay.
So welcome back to Inspirational Journeys, my friends. And today, I am excited to have my special guest, Shelly Mack, who is from across the pond, all the way over in Scotland. Her book, woohoo! Welcome to the show, Shelly. Her book is called Landis. That's coming out. Will be released by the time you hear this. It comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, 7th of November. Yep,
yeah, 7th of November. As we are recording this, when you'll hear this, it'll already be out. So, and Shelly also does a Meet the Authors program on Instagram, which we will talk about in a bit. But first, welcome to the show, Shelly.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. It is so great to talk to you again and to have you on the show. So why don't you start by introducing yourself to our listeners and viewers today?
Okay, hi. So a little bit about me. I'm Shelly Mack. I write children's books. I started off with children's picture books and progressed on to what I always wanted to do, and that's young adult books. So Landis is about 3.5 years ago was when I started writing it. I've got a copy of the book. I'll show you the cover.
Cool.
This is the cover here, Landis.
Nice.
Coming out tomorrow, everybody. So I started writing that 3.5 years ago, and that was always my dream, to write a young adult novel, because that's generally what I tend to read myself. And now that my kids were getting a little bit older, I decided to progress forward onto, you know, the young adult books. And it's been great, yeah. So that's basically how I spend my time now. When the kids are at school, I do my writing and spend my time with my family in the evenings when they're at home. So that's basically my life in a quick nutshell.
Nice. So how did you know when God called you to write?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, because I think I always knew I wanted to write from when I was in my 5th year at school. And I wasn't the most academic kid growing up, I'll be honest about that, but I always loved English and literature. And I wrote a personal essay in high school, and that was what ended up getting me a really good higher grade. My teacher said, I'm wanting everybody to do a personal essay, but he came and spoke to me privately, and he says, the essay that you already submitted, he says, I think you need to use that for your essay that, you know, for your part of your qualification for your higher. And, you know, he helped me edit it up and, you know, shape it up that bit more. And at that point in my life, so I was, what, 16, 17, I thought to myself, you know, I would absolutely love to write a book one day. But it was one of these things that life gets in the way and you think about it every now and again, but it doesn't actually come to pass. And I feel as if, I don't know, I think everything's always about God's timing. And I don't think I was supposed to write a book before the time that I did. And I think with me, what happened was lockdown hit, and, you know, all around the world, everybody was going through, you know, their very own emotional distress because of that and having to find an outlet to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So my motto, just in general for each day, is I walk by faith and I live on a prayer. And I just walk about the place praying constantly about everything. And I think it was just before lockdown hit, actually, and my girls, it was nearly Christmas time, it was 2019, and my girls were dressed up as a turtle and a spider, and I decided to write a story for them. And then I wrote it very quickly, and it was not very good at the beginning, I have to say. It had needed a lot of work at the beginning. But then after I wrote that story, I really felt, this is my path. This is where God's intending for me to go next. So I wrote the children's books. It helped me get through my mental health side of things during lockdown. And that was when I started writing Landis. And, you know, so much influence, including just like biblical elements as well, that people, you know, if you're a Christian person, you love reading the Bible, I think that you will be able to see that there's morals and integrity throughout the story. And of course, that is inspired by God, by my faith. And just, you know how they say, write what you know. There's elements in Landis that I know personally and have felt personally in my life. So it can be, I guess, a reflection of that.
Was fantasy hard for you to write? Because I know with fantasy, you had to come up with the rules for your magic system and all of this and that, and rules for this and rules for that, that will help, you know, guide your story. Was that hard for you to write, or did you find it to be fun?
Well, Anne, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a very good question, because the world building element of Landis was the hardest part for me to do, because I'm not much of a fantasy reader, which I know that sounds strange considering I wrote a fantasy. I don't really know where it all came from, to be honest. I just think it was inspired by lots of different things. But I like the element of being able to have, you know, a magical gift that is already something that's based on something that's existing within yourself. I quite liked that, you know, thought process. So it kind of went from there. My characters were there to start with. They were always there, but the world, yes, was very hard for me. And I have to say, I'm so grateful to Monarch and the editorial team, because they really came on board for me and helped me to pull my world into being. They really helped me to look at it in a different way, to visualize things so that it's not just me seeing it in my head, but making it available for readers to see in their heads. That was a really, really tricky element of fantasy. And I've written other things which have came much more easily to me. So, and yeah, I would say that the fantasy, the sort of world building element, is quite difficult and takes a lot of time to perfect.
It does, but for me, honestly, because I'm working on a middle grade speculative fiction with some mystery and some fantasy elements, which will be more fantasy in book two of my series, I find the world building is fun because I see it in my head. I just got to figure out how to describe it. But I see, because I've written worked on some fantasy chapter books too, but I found that world building to be fun because I had already pictured some things in my head. Thank you. Sorry, my phone was yammering at me. But I find that picturing, I'd had some an idea, some ideas long before I started writing. It was like these ideas came into my head and I had no idea what they, you know, where I was, what was to come of them and all of that. And then it turns out that the ideas are actually used in some of my writing.
Yeah, I think it's great when you've got ideas and you're able to write them down and then they turn into something. I think that's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think once you get past the sort of initial, you know, what you're doing with the world building, you really can get into it and you do have fun with it. And you can think, I am creating a world here that's just all mine, that nobody knows. And it's very unique to you as a person. I think that's a really special gift to be able to give the world.
Right. And if you're doing write-ins or if you're doing writing sprints and you're with other people and it's timed and they tell you, oh, the time stopped or that's time for, you can get lost in there and it'll scare the teetotal daylights out of you.
Yeah, it does. You don't want to stop. You really do. I think you have real escapism within your own writing as well, don't you?
Yep. Oh, yeah. That has happened to me. And sometimes I'll be thinking about my story and the phone will ring and I'll jump.
Yeah, that's when you've got a good idea.
Yeah, that's exactly, it's like the distraction. Anyway, so tell me about your writing process. Did you outline this book or did you pants it? What was your,
I would say that my experience of writing day to day has changed from when I started to where I am now. Effectively, writing Landis was a huge process for me. And through the writing of this book, I taught myself how to write. I don't think I really knew what I was doing at the beginning. And I definitely pantsed my way through it. There's no two ways about that. And I remember typing the end and putting up a post on Instagram, so proud of this book that I'd written. And I had a friend who was an editorial you know, she did a sort of editorial reviews. So she took it for a developmental edit, and she sent it back to me. And she says this needs a lot of work, and there was like 5 pages worth of information that she had left for me. And I have to say, at the very beginning, it was quite disheartening, but it was the best thing that could have happened to me, because of all the material she sent me over. I then went and looked into that. I thought, oh, I really do have a lot of work to do here. I've got a lot of things that I need to do with my world building, my character development, all of these different things. And it was, I found it fun. It was almost like, yeah, I can't wait to get up and do this again. Taught myself how to write, got better. And, you know, through the process of going through edits with Monarch as well, your writing gets even better and even better. So now a sort of day in the life of me and my writing world would consist of me doing sort of like little writing sprints with breaks in between. I found a system that I like to use where you will go on and you will write for 10 minutes, have a break for 10 minutes, write for half an hour, have a break for half an hour, write for an hour, have a break for an hour. And it's really, really works really, really well for me. And sometimes, like you say, when you're caught in the middle of writing and my timer's about to go off to say that you read, finished your writing sprint, I'm like, no, I'm not ready to finish yet. But now what I tend to do is I will write a few chapters, and I'll write a plot outline for chapters, but maybe 3 or 4 chapters in advance. And then I'll still answer, but I'll slightly plot, but I go chapter to chapter, because sometimes my mind just goes off in a different direction and I'll think my character will do something. I'll be like, oh, I didn't know they were going to do that. Oh yeah, that's good. I like the way that this is going. So for me to write, I do write a synopsis, but it's very loosely based at the beginning. And quite often I have to change my synopsis at the end because the mainstream elements of the plot have changed slightly. So it is a little bit all over the place, my writing, but I've found that I've tried to do it other ways, the way that other people do theirs. And I thought, you know, you just need to stick to what you know works for you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Landis? And I've read the arc, by the way.
Oh, I know. And I remember Jen sent me a message to say Anne has read Landis and she loves it. And honestly, I had a little tear in my eye because I thought, do you know what, I just love hearing that anybody has enjoyed it, like genuinely enjoyed it. So the story of Landis itself, the cover here, and it is based in a very small world within our world. However, the occupants of Landis have no idea that there is a world beyond their own. And I think that's what makes it quite special, certainly to begin with. So in this world, you have a peaceful society where everybody tries to live together happily. And there's not really much in the way of trouble that happens. They do have rules and they have to abide by them. But what they don't talk often of is the Dark Princess, who was cast out of the island, or their part of the island, 200 years ago. And she's now living captive on the other side of the island in a park called Obsidian Creek, which is separated by a penetrable barrier which separates both parts of the island, with the idea that there's no way that she will ever come back over to their side of the island to cause any harm. So for the most part, they just live without thinking about her. However, at the very beginning of the story, we have many points of view in this book. There's 5. And the main protagonist, Ben, he's the Prince of Landis, and it starts on his 16th birthday, where he's just about to receive his gift of power. And every teenager in Landis gets a gift of power in or around their 16th birthday. And what happens is, because of this power that connects through a vortex, which is what provides Landis with its sustenance, because of this element of power that has been given, it causes basically a fraction of a moment of time to give a shift in this world. And because of that shift, the barrier is weakened, but nobody knows this apart from Alunatra, the Dark Princess. So it then gives her an opportunity to get stronger and to feel like very soon there's a chance she will be able to pierce her way back through, because what she wants to do is effectively destroy Landis and claim her throne for herself, which she feels is rightfully hers.
Okay. So Is this a standalone or is this going to be part of a series?
So my intention for Landis is to have a series of three books. And going back to what you asked earlier about me being a plotter or a pantser, I have actually completely plotted out book two and book three. So I know how it's all going to end. So does Jen. She knows as well. Because we spoke about that way back when, and I sent her my outline. So I just need to get it down on paper. I have started the second book. I'm about 7 or 8 thousand words into it, but because of the world building element of it and having to tie everything together, make sure that everything is exactly the same as it was in the first book, it will take me a while to write it. I'm not sure of a time frame yet, but I can tell you that it's supposed to be at this moment in time, it's three in the series is my intention.
Nice. That is awesome. Yeah, because I didn't think the story had been, I mean, the book was complete, but I thought I had a feeling there was more to it than that.
Good. I'm hoping that people will think that and want more.
Yeah, I want more. Because
Good.
I want to see
I
what, because I want to see what Ben's full gift is.
know, I think that's the great thing about the gifts in Landis. You know, they because they're not allowed to talk about it, they're not allowed to practice it out with being in a controlled environment. They don't, there's so much that they haven't tapped into and so much that they don't know about themselves. So I think for me, I look at their gifts kind of like any teenager. You know, a teenager has got to find their path, they've got to find their way, and they've got to navigate hormones and all different things that they go through, and the changes within themselves. So I feel like the power that they get is sort of representative, and obviously in a heightened way, because we don't get powers in this life, but in a heightened way, I think it's quite representative of what teenagers have to go through at that point in their life. So I think you're absolutely right. I think I'm excited as well to see where Ben's going to take his gift to next, what he's going to do with it, and how he's going to use it.
Wow, I like that. So tell me about your Meet the Authors program on Instagram. It's almost like a podcast in a way, right? How did you get started with that?
Yeah, so I think some people have called it a podcast and they said, thank you for having me on your podcast. I think it's just kind of a different way to do it, which is good. And because you can do these live episodes and then it just you can put it straight onto your Instagram, which is really quite handy. I actually the first one I ever did was with an author that I met, and this is a really lovely story. She had contacted me on Instagram. And her daughter had been in a library in Australia, and she'd been trying to get out, take out on her library card The Turtle and the Spider, which is my very first children's picture book that I did. And she kept on going to get it out, and it was always already taken out by somebody else. So she was on a wait list. So her mum said, I'm just going to buy you this book. And then her mum connected with me on Instagram, and we've been friends ever since. And she wrote a book, a very poignant, oh, absolutely gut-wrenching, but also heartwarming and hopeful book. And she is an indie author, a fellow indie author. And I said, I want to interview you. I would like to do a meet the author with you. And this is where it basically came from. And because of her and our friendship, I thought, yeah, I'm going to do that again and reach out to some other authors and have them, come on and have a chat and talk about their writing process. And honestly, it's been one of the most rewarding parts of my journey, getting to meet all these amazing authors, to share with them and a part of their journey is truly an honor. It really, really is. And I absolutely love doing it.
That is so amazing. Yeah, it's a form of podcasting, I think.
Yeah.
So, any tip, anything, any nuggets that you would like the listeners to take away? Any things that you've learned that you can share with the authors today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing I want to say is never ever doubt that you can't do something, because I am not a massively intellectual person. I didn't really know what I was doing to start with. But if you have a book in you, you're a writer, and go and write that book because it could turn into something absolutely, truly amazing. And just know that you will have people championing you. Find some people that can read it with you as you write, that can help encourage you, some people that are in, you know, a writing community. Find your writing tribe. They will give you the support you need, the help you need, and, you know, help you go in a new direction if that's what's needed for your writing. Make sure you read, keep reading, because reading is the best inspiration you can have when you're writing. Never give up, persevere. There were so many times I felt down, you know, so many rejections, but use those rejections to make you stronger. Take every piece of advice that you can get from a rejection, and just remember, if you do rejections, that, you know, out there in this world, some people like steak, some people don't. It doesn't mean it's not a good steak to start with. You just need to find the right person to believe in your story and to back you, because you will if you keep on trying. So persevere and press on towards that goal.
You know, I want to say thank you for that encouragement, because I feel like I need that too. I'm still working on my book and working on my third round of revisions, and I appreciate that, because I've had my doubts and my struggles.
Yeah, I think we all do, Anne. And listen, if you ever want me to read anything that you've written, I'm here for it. Just you get in touch.
Okay, so I might, you know, and that's, I'm glad you said that, because once I get done with the revisions, before I send it to an editor, I've got a couple other people. Can you do it in Word?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I use Word.
Okay, good. So I can send that to you, and then you can just let me know what you think, because it would be great. And if you want me to read something of yours, I would love to.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, see, this is how you make connections and how you meet people that end up becoming part of your, you know, your writing
partners.
World. Yeah, it's great, and I love it, and I love, you know, making really good friendships and, you know, meeting other people with a strong faith. It's so important to me, and I love that you invited me on today and to actually get a proper chat. I know we've spoken sort of inadvertently in Monarch chats and things, but it's nice to just one-to-one get to meet you, Anne, and have a really lovely time with you.
And I would also, if you're looking for more, right, you know, writing accountability and people to write with, join the 540 Writers community, because we do the workshops on Thursday nights. Well, it'd be late for you, but you can always go back and watch the replays. But you can also, we also have a dedicated write-in room on Zoom now. So we're trying to get write-ins up, 24/7. So that way you don't have to write alone.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, for anybody wanting for writing accountability, go to 540writerscommunity.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then search for 540 Writers on Facebook. This will be in the show notes. So,
thank you.
Where can people find you online?
So, I've made it pretty easy for people to find me. I'm basically Shelley MacBooks across the board, Twitter or X as it's called now, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I saw your link tree, and I'll put your link tree in the show notes too.
Okay, thank you.
So, do you have a Bible verse you would like to share?
Yes, I do. I'll leave you with Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.
Amen.
That was my baptismal verse, and it's basically a day-to-day verse that I live by.
Amen. So is there anything else that God has laid on your heart to share before we close?
I think I'd like to say, you know, the writing life can sometimes be a bit lonely. And if you ever feel low, reach out to somebody, because it's the best thing you can do is to have somebody just give you that little bit of encouragement. So be a friend to somebody as well. On the opposite way around, be that friend that somebody needs you to be in their time of need as well. So it works both ways, but that's what I'd like to leave and share with you.
Thank you. Would you do me the honor of closing us out in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this time that we've had together. It's so great to come together and to meet a fellow friend in you, Lord Jesus. And we pray for Anne, we pray for her writing journey, and I pray that you will help her to get through this book, give her the encouragement that she needs, and give her the strength and the excitement that she needs to get the rest of her words down. And I really look forward to reading it. And Lord, we pray for Landis as it goes out into the world tomorrow, and that it will be seen, and that people will read and enjoy it, and that they will really get something from it in their own way, Lord. We thank you for time and fellowship that we can have together. And I pray that you will bless this as the podcast goes out into the world too, Lord Jesus. And I pray it will be an encouragement to others who watch it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. I also challenge you to find a group of writers that will hold you accountable and give you the encouragement like you've received here today. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, folks, your story matters. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at annewritesinspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Anne Writes Inspiration, and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.